According to FlightAware, there are more than 60 delays and more than 40 cancellations this morning at Philadelphia International Airport. Over the weekend and continuing into today, flights have been grounded throughout the country during what should be a peak travel period during spring break season. Severe winter weather is to blame. Philadelphia libraries frequently shut their doors because of broken air conditioning and heating. WHYY Sophia Schmidt reports Mayor Parker is proposing money in her capital budget that could speed up HVAC replacements at libraries.
In her budget proposal Thursday, Parker proposed $33 million over the next 6 years for HVAC replacements in city libraries.
Everyone knows that our libraries are one of our greatest assets. Libraries serve as a lifeline, after-school care for many of our children and their parents.
A WHYY News analysis found that last summer, more than half of Philly's libraries closed temporarily due to broken or inadequate AC. Parker's proposal would grow the Free Library's capital budget by around two-thirds next fiscal year and could pay for HVAC replacements at 10 libraries per year, according to the city. That could as much as double the city's current pace of replacements. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.
Philadelphia City Council is looking into the number of jobs lost among black women in the city. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more on a council hearing into the matter.
The council hearing included testimony that 69% of black women in Philadelphia are the primary earners for their families. Councilmember Catherine Gilmore Richardson said it's time to make changes.
This is a major issue in Philly to move our entrepreneurs from being sole practitioners to ensuring that they could hire additional staff, thus helping additional folks to be hired in the community. So,
Alicia Gillespie of Women's Way has three boys and is a breast cancer survivor. She says she's fought hard to survive despite multiple health issues.
The nights I cried myself to sleep worrying about the next moments because of deadlines, and also holding space that I'm dealing with the systems that are rooted in hatred, division, and fear.
Council members say the evidence presented at the hearing will be used to create future legislation. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The on-ramp is closed in Mount Laurel this morning on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound on the on-ramp from the James Fenimore Cooper service area. In sports, the shorthanded 76ers beat the Trailblazers yesterday 109-103. The Braves shut down the Phillies Sunday 1-0 in Florida spring training action. The Phils are taking on the Tigers this afternoon. And Eagles tight end Dallas Goedert agreed to a new one-year contract. Our Philly forecast. First, there's a wind advisory that starts this afternoon. Showers possible this morning. Periods of strong thunderstorms during the afternoon hours with some damaging winds possible and a high of 67 degrees.